the first thing we need to address is what are the component parts of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah? I hope Talmud Torah connected Kulam, but what are the parts of Talmud Torah? Now, it's nice to say it is, every day three times. That's true. But then we have to go beyond. Well, what is Tefillah? As a structure, as components. The same is true. Well, the Talmud Torah connected to them. It's the greatest mitzvah. Ask anyone, well, what's Mitzvah's Talmud Torah? That's already a question that's hard to answer. There is an answer. The answer, we don't have to be machadish the answer. The answer is quite detailed. But first, let's start off. Start off with the Rambam and the Yad. The Rambam is very interesting. Noshim v'avodim u'ketanim turim Talmud Torah. They're potter from the Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. Avokotun, Oviv Chayib Lulam Litterva. Shenema, where do we get this from? It's a pasuk. Lumatim Oisab, Lumatim Oisab is Bnechem Ludavarbo. Lumatim Oisab is Bnechem Ludavarbo. So there's a chiyib to teach one's children Torah. Furthermore, Bishim Shechayib Od Lulam is Benoi, Kachu Chayib Lulam is Benoi. The chiyib to teach a grandson Torah too. Shenema, in the parasha where it talks about Yom Asher Amata L'fnei Hashem Alokecha B'chayre, it says V'hidatam L'vonecha V'levnei Vonecha, and it's a mitzvah for you should teach these the Torah L'vonecha V'levnei Vonecha, your grandchildren too. V'loi b'no ben b'no b'vad el mitzvah kochocha v'chocham Yisrael l'lamed es kol ha-tambidim. Everyone that is a chacham in Torah, it's a mitzvah that he should teach all talmidim, even those that are not of his own family. Ahu b'sheinam or shenema, b'shinantam levonecha, which we say in Parsha Shema. B'piyashua lomdu bonecha elu talmidecha. This refers to the talmidim. So talmidim kruim bonim, talmidim are called bonim, as we find in reference to the vim shenema v'yetsu b'nei anavim. Im kein lomad es tavo b'no v'em b'no. So then, what do we need a mitzvah for his own family? If he's mechuyav to teach everyone, so one would not think that he is any less obligated to teach his own family. So why do we need the mitzvah of benoy and ben benoy? So the Rambam answers, im kein lomad es tavo b'no ben b'no, l'hachtim b'no l'ven b'no, or ben b'no l'ven chaver. That his first obligation was to his son, subsequently to his grandson, and after that, to others. So if there's a conflict for whatever reason, let's say he has a son or a grandson who needs an enormous amount of time to understand his learning. So he's not free to be able to take on others, but that's his first priority, his first obligation. But the Rambam still didn't tell us clearly, where is this mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Where did it come from? I have to teach it to my children. How about learning it myself? Doesn't say. So now we'll go, there was this Perek Aleph. We read Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beit. Now we'll go to Halacha Ches. Kol ish mi Yisrael chayav b'Talmud Torah. The Rambam was not one, the Rambam was well organized. So the Rambam tells us, everyone in Klal Yisrael is mechuyav in Talmud Torah. Bein oni, bein osher, whether one is impoverished, and one is wealthy. Bein sholem begufa, whether one is blessed with good health. Bein bal yisurim, whether a person is ill and suffers. Bein bochor, whether he's young. Bein shoyezokim, godel shetoshesh koichot. Or he's quite old, and he's weak, and he's frail. Even if he's a pauper who has to live from charity, and he has to go door by door to beg for alms, he's also mechuyav in Talmud Torah. And even a family man has a responsibility for his wife and children. He also has to learn. And I always note, the Rambam put him as the last one on the list. After a Zokin Shatosh Koicha, and a Bal Yisurim, and a Oni, after all of those, the Rambam says, if I told you all of those, you still didn't understand yet, I feel a Bal Yisur's Mechuyav. Because his burdens, obviously, from the Rambam standpoint, surpassed everyone else's. It's chayev le kvoyel o zman le talmud Torah v'yom v'alai last. They learn by day and by night, two times a day. Shenemar v'agisa v'yom v'alai. So here the Rambam brings us finally a source. Now this source is rather interesting because this source is really in the Sefer Yoshua. It's not in the Torah itself. It's in the Perak Aleph in Yeshua. It's not in the Chamisha Chumshit Torah. So that raises eyebrows a little bit. But that's the source that the Rambam brings in the Arach HaZok. Now, let's take a look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Sefer, that's Perak Aleph, it's in Perak Aleph in Yeshua. Mitzvah Yir Aleph, if the 11th mitzvah of the mitzvahs are safe, he should tzivonaru lilmoid chochmas ha-Torah ulalamda. It is a mitzvah to learn the Torah and to teach Torah. The Rambam includes them as one mitzvah. V'zeu shenikra Talmud Torah, that's what's called Talmud Torah, learning Torah and teaching Torah. Hu omro, and this is what Chazal said, b'shinantam levanecha. And there it says, v'loshin sifri levanecha elu talmidecha. So here again we have the raya about teaching. This parallels what the Rambam wrote at the beginning of the, except here he does, he in the beginning of Perek Aleph. Now, v'shom nevar, and furthermore, now he says, v'shinantom shiyu mechudod nimetoch picha. This the Rambam does not mention in the Arach HaZaka itself. That one should be very sharp and conversant in Torah, k'sh'odom sho'alecha dovot. If you are asked a question, don't stumble and stutter. And the Gemara even compares it to, just as a person knows that he can't marry a sister, that's how much you should be conversant with all the halachas of the Torah. So simply and straightforward. Not such a simple matter. I always stand in awe. Two generations back, Arisa Zalman Meltzer Zatzal and Chazadish met once, and the discussion turned to the following subject. If there would be Zoycha that the Beis HaMikdash would open tomorrow, are they ready to pass in the Shailas for the Beis HaMikdash? They're dealing with two super goyim in Klal Yisrael. So Arisa Zalman Meltzer thought, and he was not 100% sure. He wasn't sure that he could do it. Chazadish said he's ready. They could open the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow and it'll pass in every shayla of every avodah in the Beis HaMikdash how it's supposed to be. He's ready. Can you imagine? A person that can call a Torah kula. He's ready right now. He'll go to move into the Lishchas HaGosis and they could come running in tomorrow to ask him how you do this, how you do that, every shayla, and he's prepared to answer. It's worked out. Shetehidu rei Torah b'chudodim b'fichot. So we have a Hagisa Bo Yom V'Layla as one source, and B'Shinantam L'Banecha, B'Shinantam, there's an implication in the word of Shinun, of sharpness. The Torah should be sharp, not only of teaching, but also Chazal took it as a statement, B'Shinantam Shiyum Echudodim, meaning, in fact, in one of the Neskois, the Pesuch Tezuta, there was a Shnunim Omechudodim Beficha. From the interpreted word also is being associated with the root of sharpness. They want you to be sharp in the right time. Now, it's interesting then that there are two different sources. For my own learning, Hagisa Bo Yom V'Layla is one source, and B'Shinantam Levanecha is another source for my own learning. Now, to properly understand Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, we have to understand the implication of each of these steps. Of each, there are two different parts of the mitzvah, and they're reflected in two different psukim. So, for the purpose of exploring this mitzvah, the classic statement for Olam HaYeshivas on Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is attributed to Rabbi Saul of Salant. This is the classic statement of what Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is. All discussions in Olam HaYeshivas start with Rav Yisrael. he's the one that articulated the various aspects of the mitzvah in a very clear fashion. So I went to the Ar Yisrael, where Itzel Petterberger records the ideas of Rabbi Yisrael, and the paragraphs that have a check are the ones which deal directly with Mitzvah Talmud Torah. He has really another subject that he's out to deal with. And he wants to know that what is the correlation of Yirah Shamayim and Talmud Torah. That's his subject. And that's not what I'm out to study. That's from a Musa standpoint, the correlation of those two. But in driving towards his exploration of the connection between those two, he goes through a broad analysis of Rabbi Yisrael of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So all the paragraphs that are checked off are the ones which deal directly with Mitzvah Talmud Torah, not with the Musa parts. Mitzvah Talmud Torah, you're just in time, Menachem, we're just in the mitzvah Talmud Torah, and the right end, the first, we're going to do all the paragraphs which are checked. This is from Yisrael of Salant, and they deal directly with mitzvah Talmud Torah. All the parts which have to do with the Musadika parts of this piece, I did not check off. That's not our subject for tonight. In the mitzvah Talmud Torah, each position in Yonam, there are two components. Echad Limurat Torah, want us to learn. And Beis is Idiyas Torah. And the second is to know, to have knowledge of the Torah. Mitzvah Limud Torah, Humarakosu, Hagisa, Bayom, Valayla. That's the Rambam, Hagisa, we have to learn. Yukamashukosu, Rambam, Batova, Shukonar, Varesha, Hostama Torah, Vazel, Shainer. This is the Rambam that we just read in Perak Aleph. Kolodom, Yisrael, Chayim, Tama Torah, Shanem, Hagisa, Bayom, Valayla. Bin in the Mitzvah Zu, Shalimud Torah, Komashaloimed, Mikayim, Mitzvah Sasei, Hagisa, Bayom, Valayla. Doesn't make a difference what one learns. Any part of the Torah that one learns, I could spend my whole life in the person of Bereishis Bara Elokim. I'll just learn Bereishis Bara Elokim, Meis Hashamayim, Meis Haaretz, and that's all I'll learn my whole life. You don't live till a Psalmei or Esrim, and that's it. And it's gone to Levin, however, his whole Talmud Torah is Bereishis Bara Elokim, Meis Hashamayim, Meis Haaretz, again and again and again. He has a lot of patience, but he has a lot of patience, so he learns. But he's Mekayim, this is Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Doesn't make a difference what he learned. He learned Torah, yes? That's it. He's Mekayim the Mitzvah. He learned Bereishis Bara Elokim. He doesn't even know what Toys or Sova, that he never got to. But Bereishis Bara Elokim, he learned tens of thousands of times in his life, is Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Like Yisrael Yom HaOlam. Doesn't make a difference. In Mikra, whether one learns Tanakh. In Mishnah, one learns the Mishnayos. In Gemara, if one learns Shas. Halochas, one learns the Shulchan Aruch. Agodas or Shas, you learn Medrash, you learn Ein Yankov. Doesn't make a difference. In Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Shekula Nitnu L'Moshe Mitzvah. All of these are aspects of the Torah given to Moshe Mitzvah. Ukamoshe Herach B'zeh B'Sefer Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet Perek Vavayim Shom. And the Nefesh HaChaim, the manifesto of learning and the significance of learning in the Lithuanian world is in Rav Chaim Volozhin's work, Nefesh HaChaim, in section 4, Shar Dalet. This is the manifesto of what learning is about in the Lithuanian world. Rav Chaim Volozhin, the founding father of yeshivas, as we know them in our time, they date back to Volozhin, approximately 1803, which is about 200 years, a little more than 200 years back, that the first yeshiva, as we understand the yeshiva, was founded, of contemporary times. And that's the manifesto of learning, well, exactly what learning is, what it is, and what's necessary for it. That's explored in Shar Dalet. He says, Rav Chaim Volozhin makes this point. Even though this will not inform his actions, Halacha L'Maaseh, he knows no more when he's 120 years old than he knew when he was 2 years old about that, but then he didn't Klal Yisrael. He doesn't know any more about Mitzvah Tzitzis and Mitzvah Tzillin and Mitzvah Shabbos and Chanukah and anything and Mitzvah Matzah than he knew when he was two. But he was with Kayim Talmud Torah. And so this is true whether one learned from Pesukim, we obviously don't pass in Shilas. We don't pass in Shilas from Mishnayos either. The Kosher came in Agodah, and certainly from Agodah Sashas. go to the Shas have a very significant reason. Chazal say if you want to acquire Yerushalayim, it's Klachetel Agodas, learn the Agodas Shas. They inspire us in our way. More fine. But the Choza Yaitse, they mitzvah Slimarat. He learned for Gisim Boyam of Alayla. Ulam Hagedra Shane of the Mitzvah Satama Torah. There's a second aspect of the Satama Torah. Who Yediya Satara, and this is to know the Rabbi Nishaladim Satara. Each one of us will see according to whatever level we're able to come to. And this stems from the Gemara of Kedushin Daf Lamed. And this is what the Rambam brings in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. If someone comes and asks you something, out of gam game, don't stumble, don't mumble, don't stammer. This is it. You want to know? This is the answer. Shneamor emor lechochma chosiyat. You should be as familiar with chochma as you are with the fact that someone's your sister and you can't marry your sister. Vemer kishrei maluach libecho, that they should be written on your heart. Vemer chitzecho shnunu meperish Rashi yim chudod nebeficho. What is the implication? Chazer aleihem. Is first of all is to review them. And as you review them, examine the profundity of it. You won't have to start to stammer because you thought through what exactly the Chazal were trying to do with this halacha. And therefore you can answer very precisely. A lot of times, what does it take time to sort out? It's a shayla. And there's five different sources that seem to deal with it. So one has to sort out where each source belongs and what the guidelines, what the parameters between them are. One of the Dayanim, Dayan Goldschmidt, Reb Lezer Goldschmidt, the Chatzadik Lebrocha, he was one of a few Dayanim that sat together with Rabbi Yosha, with the Bezdar HaGodl, for many, many years in Yerushalayim. So he told one of my Chaverim, who was close friendly with him, that they had in their Bezdin the most difficult Ebene Ezer Shailas in all of Eretz Yisrael. That's what that Bezdin was for. The most difficult questions came to the Rav Roshi. And Rav Herzog was a very wise man, so he made a Bezdin of Gedolei Yisrael that they should pass to the Shailas. And he gathered Gedolei Yisrael. Rav Yoshe was one of the Dayanim on this Bezdin, and Rav Lezer Goldschmidt was another one. So he said after they finished, here listening to the Eidus, Rabbi Yosha started to write immediately. And in 10 minutes he was finished. Psak was down. He says, the rest of us, he said, we pilpul for an hour and a half to catch up to his 10 minutes. Why? Because they had to sort out. It's like this, it's like this, this is like this, to figure out where everything moved. And Rabbi Yosha was already worked out. He knew all the parameters that they had to stop to figure out, he had already worked through. In 10 minutes, his psak was down. He restarted writing immediately. In 10 minutes, it was finished. This is it. Because after an hour and a half, we caught up to his 10 minutes. Emor the chokhma chosiyad rashi shasti boki boka chayis chashasur alecho. The person knows, everyone in the world knows you can't marry your sister. There's no society in the world that lets you do such a thing. So that's it. So that's every shayla should be so clear cut. Now you say that mitzvah, so this mitzvah, so we have the following. So then the Rambam in the Yad is addressing limitator, learning, whatever we learn is fine, as long as we learn. Then it's to know the Ruvan Shalom Star. That's Vishinantam Lovanech, which the Rambam addresses and say for our mitzvah explicitly. Now you say that mitzvah, so if we stop now to consider what it means to know Yediyah Satara, to know the Rabbeinu Shalom Satara, this is Koilo Shnei Pratim. This itself has two components. So this is B, and B has both one and two. Echot, HaYediyah Lirchosh Lo B'Kpiyas B'Chol Chalki Atara. Number one is to master the Rabbeinu Shalom Satara, Shiyah Tamudu Shalga B'Fiyah. That a person is conversant with the whole Torah. That's one part of Yediyah Satara. I remember when Rav Yankov Kamenetsky Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, when he was Nifter, so I went to the Hesped in Yeshiva Torah Adas, and Rav Palm was one of the Maspidim, Rav Palm's Atal, and Rav Palm said about him, Rav Yaakov, that he knew the entire Shas Bavli Balta. And it was implicit in something. I once was present when he came to visit the Rav Avram Trubzatzal. He was talking to the Rosh Hashiva Shver. He came to see our Rosh Hashiva once at his house. And afterwards, so the Rosh Hashiva Shver was living then. And he was close to 80. Rav Yaakov was in his early 80s at that time. Or mid-80s about. 84, I think he said he was. And so they were asking each other for brachas. And Rav Yaakov said that, you know, in life you get older. You don't stay the same. No, stomach. If that's the way it is, that's what the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants. So what was the simon that is getting older? Listen to what a simon that is getting older was. He says, throughout my life, if I said a gemara and someone challenged me, I knew that they were wrong. I didn't have to bother to look it up. What I said was right, and if somebody said that I said it over incorrectly, challenged me, I knew that they were wrong. There was no question about it. He says, now, if someone challenges me, he says, I have to look it up. He didn't say that they ever caught him. But now I have to look it up. I'm not 1,000% sure anymore, you know, until I look at it. Not that they caught him in a mistake, not that. But he's not 1,000% sure. Now he has to look it up before he can be absolutely sure. He says, throughout my life, there was no necessity. They said for carrots. I knew they were wrong, and that's it. So that's the way it was. So that's a year Talmud of Shogamasis. Each one of us, according to Amar Reger, but we have a lot to do. Beis wa yichailas. Then there's something else. The second is the ability to learn. I mean, learning is something which is very profound. We can't just learn by going through Shas, like we say, Ashrei three times a day. It's a gate, Mishnah Zay. You know, maybe the Rogatchover could do it that way, but not the rest of us. Shas needs Iyun, and Iyun needs ability. One has to have the ability to learn, like any other discipline. I mean, it won't help me to go to MIT and sit in on the classes in theoretical mathematics. And why? Because I don't have the tools to begin to understand what the things that they're doing. So I can't be conversant with them. I can't contribute to the discussion. I can't understand anything because I don't have the tools. And the same is true when it comes to analysis and learning. One has to have the tools. So one of the things that we have to develop in learning is through learning, throughout our life, is to keep raising the level of our abilities. That we understand better. We have a greater facility to learn now than I had 5 years ago. But that's one of the things that we have to seek to accomplish. To become wise through Torah, to sharpen the mind, to make it sharp, and that it should think objectively and clearly, that he should be able to engage in halachic debate. And to be able to, as I say, uproot the mountains. In other words, show that things are not the obvious pshat, the superficial pshat is not necessarily the right pshat. There are different ways to look at it. Maybe the different ways are correct. So we look at something, a mountain is a fixed thing. It's there. That's it. So on all the life, you go over it, you go around it, but that's it. But it's there. There are facts that we believe to be true. They're there. And we accommodate ourselves to those facts. But if we analyze things very carefully, we sometimes discover that we thought were facts and not such facts. They mean something else altogether. Our impression that they were facts was itself erroneous. So that ability. And this, if we examine carefully the Gemara in Kedushin, this is implicit in that Gemara. Kisvei maluach libecho. We should write, inscribe it on our heart, Zoh Yisod HaBekiyos, that we should have a broad knowledge of the Torah. Chitzech HaShnunim, our arrows should be sharp, Zoh HaPilbul VaHacharifos, that means we should have a sharp and analytical mind, develop the ability to analyze the Torah. What? Not Pilbul in the sense that he's referring to now. Pilbul, when it was totally removed from the world of Emes, that he was against. But Pilpul, in the sense of engaging an analytic debate for the purpose of arriving at the truth, Rabbi Yisrael was in favor of it. And furthermore, he was a little bit more liberal than most, even in terms of more academic type people. He felt it also had its place. But that's not what he's referring to here. So now if we're talking now about not just Talmud Torah, but Yediyas HaTorah, to know the Rabbanu Shel Olam's Torah, there's only one way to know the Rabbanu Shel Olam's Torah, who dafka limud HaGemara v'Peiskim. One has to learn the Shas and Peiskim that are associated. It's the only way. How are we going to know what we're supposed to do? To know the Rabbanu Shel Olam's Torah. How do I know what I'm supposed to do Shabbos morning? If I don't learn the Gemara, I don't learn the Halachas, how am I going to know? There's no other way to get there. It's not going to help me to learn Mishnayos. It's not going to help me to learn Chumash, to learn Agodas. It's not getting me there. Because I'm Seder Alimud. Now it comes to something very important. The way that we learn, if we understand what the goals are, then we have to define goals. I have to know, am I trying to get to Seattle, Texas, or to California? That's the first issue. Now, once I decide where I'm trying to get to, well, then I can go on one of these map quests and find a road map to tell me how to get there. But I can't go look for a road map until I know where I'm trying to go. Because now that we know what the goal is, so now we can go backwards and define the steps that are necessary to reach the goal. And they have very significant implications, very different in and of themselves than the mitzvah of a givah, a hagisah, a yom, a laila. The way in which he learns is also designed, has to be designed to achieve that end. Not everything in learning is the same. There are, as Chazal themselves stated, Chazal articulated this at the end of Masechta Baba Basra. Omar Rabbi Yishol, if you wish to really become wise, meaning, what's the ultimate test for Chochmah and Kol HaTorah Kula is Yasek B'dinei Mamonos, right? Which is one of the reasons that the yeshivas learn the Bobas, because of Yasek B'dinei Mamonos. If the purpose is defined by Rav Yisrael as a Rotel HaChkim, is to become wise, to sharpen the analytical skills. So Chazal said, there's nothing else in Torah that quite matches Dinei Mamonos. Everything is profound, but nothing quite matches Dinei Mamonos when it comes to analytical aspects. Some want to say even the learning of Noshim is because a lot of the aspects of Noshim are parallel to the concepts which we find in Chazokis, etc., and Eidus, are parallel to the concepts that we have in Kinyonim, are parallel to the concepts in the Zik. And some say that that's the reason that they chose Noshim besides. So number one, it dictates the things that we're going to learn, what assumes priority. Yeah. Secondly, what's the goal, the end goal? Who laid the dina yatorah mishpatei alburian is to know the Torah and its halachas clearly. Shiyelo halacha brura b'chol mokom. That the ultimate goal is that a person should be clear in the halacha and every din. Ich lishmor lekayim es kol haTorah v'mitzvah. To know how to fulfill the Rabbanu Shel Olam's mitzvahs. Vayein laharambam. And all of them indicate the Zel Shoro. The Chayav the Shalish is Man Libidosa. Shlish B'Torah Shebeksav. 1/3 of the time a person should be learning Mikra. Shlish Yovin V'Yaskil is V'Yog Tzidover Midover V'Yid Midover L'Dover Achayeda. In other words, he should examine things profoundly. V'Yog Tziyisav Amutar. And how we arrive at Matzasa Ravin Yizel Nikro Gemara. And Chazal ultimately stated, we find in the Rishonim, that Chas Bavli, which has all different aspects of Torah in it, and one is Yaitzi the Mitzvah, this aspect of being Shalish Zmanari, which Chas Bavli itself. It has Psukim, it has Mishnayis, it has Alofas. We make a Cholash a Yirba Lishachim, or this Atzimim Gtoos Eilub of Kiyos Vacharifus. The more that a person stretches his mind to understand the Torah in these things, in Yovin V'Yaskil, Yosef V'Yidias Mishpatei HaTorah Alocha L'Maisa, the more profound will be his understanding of everything in the Torah. Meaning, in other words, the more a person expands his ability in learning, so whatever he learns, he'll see now in a more profound way. The Chadash Dinam Idaito, ultimately, at the highest level, a person can be Mechadash Nu Halochos. So, Lachriya Ben Ashitas, the Paskin. V'soiva Tachlis, the ultimate, what's the ultimate level? U'lahagiyah l'hamayla sari robu l'chinas and snala. That one should be a first-rate player. That's the highest Madrega that a person could reach. L'hoiva sarirola atmo l'achayim, the Paskin for oneself and for others. V'osh amo shim yish'ol cha'odam, which implies that others will ask you to. So there's a long range from Talmud Torah, from beginning, from learning, expanding ideas, more profound, broader and broader and more profound. At the highest level is the person that's able to use his learning to pass consciousness. You'll see in a moment, you see Rabbi Sorwell is going to address this in the very next paragraph. There are many people that are pious people, and they err in the following mistake. They think that who is the one that has to be the big lamdan that really know how to learn? Who if he wants to be a pesik, so then you better know your stuff because you can't afford to make a mistake. A person that minds his own business, so he could be mekayim the Torah, gam shelo yagodu b'Torah kolkach, even if he really doesn't know how to learn. This is, it's a utilitarian view of Torah. Why do we have doctors? Not everyone has to be a doctor. We need the whole world to be doctors. We don't need the whole world to be doctors. We need enough doctors. But chalil, if somebody's sick, so you go to the doctor, and the doctor fixes up. That's it. We don't need more doctors than that. Not everyone, a person can be just as fine a human being, and just as fulfilling life, not being a doctor, being something else. Yeah, we do need doctors. They could look, we need Paiskim in the world. Why? Because for the same reason. Otherwise, how are we going to know how we're supposed to live? How are we going to pass in all the new Shilas to come up? There has to be somebody around. We need a doctor. We need a Rov too. But that doesn't mean that I have to be a doctor. It doesn't mean I have to have the ability to Rov. It is Ulam Be'emes who toys. He says, this is a very significant mistake. He gam kol odom la'atzma, every person, for himself, if he wishes to follow the Derech Hashem, and that he should place his steps in life according to the Torah, the more he learns, the wiser he is, can you call the Kaima Torah, he can fulfill the halachas to a better extent, right? Ultimately, each and every one of us, when do we realize we have to ask a shayla? That itself is based on the knowledge that we have. A person that doesn't have knowledge, so he doesn't realize he has to ask a shayla. Right? The more a person knows, the more shaylas he has, and the more sophisticated his shaylas are. Because he realizes that things which others may think are simple are not so simple. But if a person doesn't know, so everything's very simple. If I don't know anything about Hilchos Lulav and Esrog, so that's it. It looks like an esrog, so it's kosher. What's the problem? And once I start to learn Hilchos Lulav and Esrog, I find that I can't be a murkel, and it can't have black dots on it, and it can't be a choser, and it can't be missing the pitum, and not the ukut, and all types of. So now I have shilas. Now I know there are issues. I look at the esrog, now I'm not so sure anymore if it's kosher. But that's assuming that a person learned. How does a person know that certain things in Hilchos Shabbos are a shayla? He has to at least have some general idea, even if he doesn't know all the specifics. But he knows enough already to know what the shaylas are. That's already one has to have a pretty broad idea to know. Gam ba'odom atzmo liyo tzorach liyo is boki b'chol haTorah. A person has to have a pretty broad idea, but liyo is lo lev novan and understand well b'seichel choretz and a swift mind. If he wants to fulfill the halacha properly, right? He doesn't, he can't call a rov every time he takes a step in life, right? So he has to have some idea what he's doing. I have responsibilities every day. We have things which touch kol haTorah kula. So the more a person learns, I always tell people, let's make a very simple test of the significance of learning. Take a Mishnah Berurah and learn a open up any place and learn a page of Mishnah Berurah. Is there any page in Mishnah Berurah that we learn that we don't learn something new that we didn't know before? At least one new thing. And I'm not talking to learn abstruse halachas which don't have very little to do with our life. Learn the halachas which deal with the things that we do every single day, every single week of our life. And learn a page of Mishnah Berurah, any of those subjects. Hilchos Chanukah, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Brochos, Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Tefillin. And every page in the Mishnah Berurah, there's new halachas, the new things we didn't know. So now I'm mekayim the halachas in a better way than I was mekayim the halachas before, because I know more. I didn't realize before. I didn't notice halacha before. Gam chela katora shalchosh and mishpat ve'evan ha'ezer. He says, those things, we go to business every day. We have responsibilities. We have responsibilities to our customers. We have responsibilities to our employers. What are our responsibilities? And how to fulfill those responsibilities? And Evan Ezra, what are our family responsibilities? Those are things we have to know for ourselves. What are my responsibilities to my boss? What do I owe to the people that I'm working for? The customers that I'm working for? What do I owe them? Because Rabbi Yisrael of Salant used to show us constantly examples of this, of how the more a person learns, or the more he understands what he's supposed to do, what's appropriate and what's not. And if we think about this wisely, with profound understanding, we realize that these two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Agisabo and the mitzvah of Shinantam Lavanecha, they have lead to two very different types of fulfillment, and sometimes they are in fact contradictory to each other, which is Ki yesh dvarim shehutu lamala samatora shemitzvah yediyas haTorah. There are things which are permissible for the purpose of gaining knowledge in Torah, mashallah hoya in the mitzvahs limud haTorah kamo bitul asman, like wasting time. In other words, listen. A person could just sit still, go to the back, and he knows how to read Breishis Bara Elokim, Ayid that we started with, and he'll read Breishis Bara Elokim. That's it. Tens of thousands of times. Mekayim Limud haTorah, non-stop, every spare second of his life. But Yidishay Midiyas haTorah Sheyecholes HaLimud, but in terms of gaining the ability to learn, Rashay Levatos Man, one could waste time for what regard? Not to waste time, but Leilach Meir Leir. There's a better yeshiva in a different city. There's a better yeshiva than there, or better for me in that place than I have here. So it takes time to travel it. I can't learn so well when I'm traveling. So it's costing me time, but I'm allowed. Kam lahachit nedol l'chapes achar rav godol l'vakish torah mipiv. A city is better to learn. There are more lomdim there. There's a better yeshiva there for me. U'lukabu b'meno darki alim medvayin, and from him will teach me how to learn. So I could say, like Chumash, I could sit and learn Poshup Shat and Chumash, sit in the back of the shul without going off to the yeshiva. And if one wants to learn profoundly, to exercise the mind at a very deep level, an analytical sense, one has to have a very clear mind. So one has to relax, one has to rest, one has to sleep, which you wouldn't need to do, just to do if learning would be merely superficial. And each person according to his nature. Some need more, some need less. That a person should have a clear mind, so that he can learn things in depth. But if we were just concerned with learning Torah, so what do we need it? We don't need. You don't have to be so rested. You don't have to be so analytical. You don't have to have a rashuva. Sit in the back and learn. Rav Sana Zatzal once related the following incident. I spent, as you know, the last Pesach of his life with him. He says, in a conversation with Ben-Gurion, he said, you know, why don't we make yeshivas? Yeshivas are a difficult undertaking to make yeshivas. You know, you have to provide places for the bochum to sleep and to eat. You have to raise money. It's a difficult undertaking. He says, if all we wanted was for people to learn, so what's the problem? No sort of just farm stores. Tell everybody to go to this farm store, buy a Gemara, go to shul and sit and learn. What's the problem? What do you need a shul for? So without going into his whole thesis, he says, yeshivas were made to produce great Jews. Whatever they may be, whether it be Rabbanan, Rosh, yeshivas or Balabata, whatever they are in life, but they should be great Jews. Great Jews, he said, we need yeshivas. Great Jews don't get produced on their own. The whole purpose of engaging in analysis and argument, argumentation and debate is for the purpose of enhancing our ability to learn. We found even the following in Chazal upon that from time to time a Rosh Hashanah is allowed to say something which he knows not to be true. For what reason? To sharpen the minds of the Talmidim, that they should analyze it and find its flaw. The Gemara spells this out. Rabbi Akiva Layomra, they asked the Kasha, they said, Rabbi Akiva knew it was flawed. Ela lechadid bo'as haTalmidim, and wanted to raise the analytical skills of the Talmidim. V'chol ze'eino inyan l'mitzvahs limud haTorah levad. This doesn't have to do with mitzvahs limud haTorah. Mitzvahs limud haTorah, why waste your time with such things? It's a mistake, so we might as well just do something that's right. Header of Aaron Kotler's Atzal put it, it is a... Put it this way: it's really we could it applies perhaps to a Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel. I always thought Gemara says that Mevatlin Talmud Torah Uvoin Neshmoyim Mikra Megillah. He says some Rishonim Kvetch to Uvoin means that you go from one shul to the next. You're in a small shul and you go to a bigger shul because of Barayvam Hadras Mela. So maybe that's the aspect of the Uvoin Neshmoyim Mikra Megillah of the Bittul Torah is we going from place to place. But not all Rishonim kvetch the Ubon. The Ritva kvetches the Ubon. Others don't kvetch the Ubon. So the question is, how do you get the proud to Kasha? I believe that, if I recall, I think it's the Rosh Hashanah who has the Kasha, but it's an obvious Kasha. What should I have to say to this Bittul Torah? In Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is itself a chaylik of the Torah. So if I hear Mikra Megillah, what should I have Bittul Torah? I'm learning the whole Dhamma. This is Talmud Torah. Then I listen to the Megillah. I listen to Kriyas Torah every Shabbos. It's Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah Varav. So what more? What's Shaykh Bittul Torah? So Rav Aaron Zatzal articulated the following yisod. I don't know if in connection with this Gemara, but he articulated this yisod. That if a person is able, he said, to learn a sugya with Rabbi Kiveger, or he learns it without Rabbi Kiveger, he's over Bittul Torah. He didn't learn Torah in the most profound way that according to his ability that he could learn, that he's over Bittul Torah. So that's the pshat. A person was learning Shas, he's learning Paiskim, and now he's going to sit and learn Mikra. For him, that's Bittul Torah. But for the sake of Pursuma and Isa, he's supposed to do that. When we consider just learning, it's irrelevant how much Yerushalayim a person has. It says, Bereishis Bara Elokim, over and over and over. It's irrelevant how much Yerushalayim he has. As long as he's learning, the kindness is a sheshog v'algisa. If I pick up a lulav and esrog, I put on tefillin. I'm a lesser yoreh shemayim or a bigger yoreh shemayim. I'm a kindness. The Moshe and Yichus is short mitzvahs. We show you for sukkah v'lulav yoreh Hashem is borach. So his thesis, and remember at the beginning, this is to connect yoreh shemayim to the process of learning. Okay, and the gedur halimud l'malas and mitzvah shayidias ator. If we're coming now not to simplistic learning, but to a profound learning, to know the Rabbanu Shel Olam Torah and understand it, who lahaven ala haskil, to understand it profoundly, who lishtalim, and to become a person that's with a broad knowledge, the chokhmas haTorah, asher yisayid bo leid mishpatei haTorah. The fundamental aspect is to know the Torah like yelam adregas harot, all the way to the halacha, lahiris ben dom ladom ubeinin ladin, to know the ins and outs of the halacha. That's what the Gemara said, that a person has to be a Yoreh Shemayim. If a person doesn't have Yoreh Shemayim, knowledge is not a mile, it's a chisorin too. For example, what affects a person? For Omu Chazal B'Shabbos, Cholodim Sheyesh Matarabim Yoreh Shemayim Domo the Gizber, V'Hai Ayel, Ayi and Shom, from Perish Rashi. Kach and Yoreh Shemayim Unase. A person that has a Yoreh Shemayim, so he wants, he's very careful and pious to be Mekayim the Halachos. He doesn't care about what he learned. Therefore, the Pizim, and Yiras Hashem Yitzoro, Koma Shemarba, the Yitzchakim, the more he knows, Leida, Hosev Ramurtu, Vino Nizor, Yigdal Onsha. He knows more and more, so how are you not fulfilling? You know that. The next guy doesn't know what the Rabbanu Shel Olam wants. You know what he wants, so why are you not doing it? So he's worse off. But he goes further. But when we deal with deciding things, whether for ourselves or others, Umagam lahayra is a roller up. In a year as Hashem, mukhruch lo b'yoysa. L'man sheyamo l'shtalem kotzorcho b'mishpar ayro, that a person should expend the effort to understand something properly. Ochem b'lo year as Hashem yuhol liyoys. A person can be kiradim chalolim hipilo. Zeh utamash lo agiyo lo hero amayra, that a person that's unfit to paskin, or he's paskinin. Ochem tzorcho liyir lin yidiyos miyoray ayro. A person has to be fearful of ayro. Because to realize the responsibility that's involved. Let's go to the next page. There's one more paragraph I wish to do. You see the paragraph that's checked on page 74. There's one paragraph. V'nei le'inyin mitzvahs limud ha'Torah l'kayem mitzvahs yishor al giso, aftach v'su miyad. You get instant fulfillment. Right? Instant lottery. See, the whole shor v'rega shalom v'kayem mitzvahs yishor. The payoff is on the spot. You learned. You did the mitzvah. Ulam darki alimud ha'diyas ha'Torah. That is a process. Of course, it's a mitzvah at the moment, but that's not an immediate. The payback is over a much longer period. Why? That he could debate, a clear understanding for his. In his insights, this is lobe shachas yivol is atachlas. It's obviously a person he doesn't get to. I didn't sit down one afternoon and I sat down. I didn't know how to learn, and I got up tonight and I know how to learn in one day. It doesn't happen. It's not what happens. He in behem shachasman behar beyomim b'shonah. This takes many days and many years. And my talmidim tell me, Rebbe, we're frustrated. We're not making progress. I don't want to tell me to ask you about the last month or the last 2 months. It's too little time. But tell me something. From the time you're in 10th grade now, from the time you were in 8th grade to now, do you see a difference? Oh, yeah, for sure. That's it. You see, you're going forward. But going forward is not, the steps are not measurable day by day. That's in all of life and for everyone. The more we learn, we go forward. We understand something now, Be'ez Hashem, better than we understood it a few years ago. We see Amolo b'Yigiyoso, and the effort that we put in can Yigiyel Tachlis Anitzo Nimtzo. Hidarki Alimud V'Amol Leidiyah Satara Ala Habo. Principally, when we're talking about abilities, where of course it's a mitzvah now, but what we're doing is we're building for the future to have an enhanced ability. U'Bedimni K'Mishamach This Tuvla Oitzo. This we don't have to go into. Kain whom we shall omul be yediyah satara less of a lichlo is in yichafim adas, he gathers knowledge lahachnis by tzorah tomit, to bring into his storage at eis keitri eitzi atachlis, until all of that knowledge comes together that it serves a very good purpose. Here Rav Yisrael has defined the two aspects of Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is number one, just to learn. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which comes from the pasuk of Shinantam Lovanech, according to the Moran Kedushim, which has to do, number one, to have a broad knowledge of Torah and the ability to profoundly understand the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah. So we have varied aspects to the mitzvah. When we talk about Talmud Torah, that's a very broad statement. But Rabbi Yisrael has now broken down Talmud Torah into three different parts. Yes?
It seems to me that something is missing. What about the teaching Torah? Isn't that.
What? That the Rambam already said that the mitzvah is to learn ulalamda. But what's the lalamda? Every chacham b'Yisrael. Once he's a chacham b'Yisrael, he has to teach what he knows to others and pass on his chacham to teach them. As he said, that's what he's saying. Rabbi Yisrael is talking now from the standpoint of the Talmud. He's not talking from the standpoint of what the responsibility of the chacham b'Yisrael is. It's a different shvus.
You don't have to be a chacham b'Yisrael.
At some level, you have to. Of course, you have to be a chacham. At some level, you have to be a chacham. At some level, right? But that's right. You can't teach until you know. But that's not Rabbi Yisrael's. That's not the purpose. So here we're talking about the mitzvah.
Isn't that part of the mitzvah?
That's not the thrust. He's talking about the chiyuv of the Talmud. He's not talking about the chiyuv of teaching lahirus lacher. The Rambam said at the beginning of Talmud Torah. That it's mitzvah lilmoid lalami. That's the mitzvah. But that's not Rabbi Yisrael's purpose. Rabbi Yisrael is talking about what are the goals of the Talmud. What does a Talmud have to do? It's responsibilities for the Rabbim. That's a whole different shmuz. Yisrael spent most of his life. Rabbi Yisrael in his life said the following. No, we don't, we're not used to this notion. The society has changed drastically from Eastern Europe until today. But in the Rabbi Yisrael's time, there were Yidden that were in his farm. They minded their private business. They could have been Goynei Olam and great Tzaddikim, and they stayed totally hidden from the public. The Chabad Chaim's Rebbe, Rav Nochum of Harodna, was such a type. Nobody knew. He was a private person. He minded his own business, and that's it. And he shunned the world. He locked himself up behind closed doors. It's only the Chabad Chaim got suspicious for some reason that he was great, and the Chabad Chaim locked himself. He used to lock himself in the shul every night, Rav Nochum of Harodna. So the Chofetz Chaim hid in the shul. So when Rav Nochum locked the doors and locked everyone out and closed all the blinds, he saw what went on and he was blown away by a person that was a Kodesh, an absolute Kodesh. But Rabbi Yisrael wrote that was till his time. He says, in the 19th century already, in the mid-19th century, was the rise of the effects of the Askola on Klal Yisrael. He said that the only person that would be a Nister today is a person that feels that if he goes into the public sphere, it will totally disrupt his Avodas Hashem. Because that's the only excuse not to go into the public sphere. And Rabbi Yisrael was very, very strong to his Talmidim that they should assume public responsibility. But that's not what this shmuz is about. This, Rabbi Yisrael is coming to talk about the achrayas of the Talmud. What is the Talmud's achrayas? How do you have to learn Torah? Teach Torah? It's a different shmuz.
Are we going to continue along this line?
Now, what I want to do next week is go really into the Shulchan Aruch and go into more into the halachas. We now at least we have the parameters of mitzvah Talmud Torah.
He himself comes from Reb Zundel, I think, didn't he? He's also one of those Mr. people.
No.
He's one of the few people who knows that.
Isn't Limud Torah? Isn't teaching Torah part of learning Torah?
That's another aspect, is being a Talmud and being a Rebbe. Part of the
he defined Talmud Torah with two aspects.
It's a turn of the learning book. Teaching is another mitzvah. It's not what it's part of
learning.
It's part of learning, but that's a different part. It's not what he's out to do. It's got to do with his bringing Torah to us. So he's talking about how do we learn Torah? How to teach Torah? It's another chiyuv. The chiyuv is part of Talmud Torah, but that's not what Rabbi Yisrael is out to do.
I thought he was putting on my sweater.